Richard Martin's Wake Up Call Podcast, presented every Monday and Friday, providing you with the truth and the facts. You decide.
Hello again, and welcome back to the show on this Friday, May the 27th, 2016. This is Richard Martin talking to you from just outside Singapore in Malaysia. Since the end of the Cold War, the United States of America has systematically violated the prohibition against the threat or use of force contained in the UN Charter and the Kellogg-Briand Pact. It has carved out a regime of impunity for its crimes based on its UN Security Council veto, non-recognition of international courts, and sophisticated information warfare that undermines the rule of law with political justifications for otherwise illegal threats and uses of force. Former Nuremberg prosecutor Benjamin B. Ferenc has compared current US policy to the illegal German preemptive first strike policy, for which senior German officials were convicted of aggression at Nuremberg and sentenced to death by hanging. In 2002, the late US Senator Edward Kennedy described post-September 11th US doctrine as a call for 21st century American imperialism that no other nation can or should accept. And yet, the US government has succeeded in assembling alliances and ad hoc coalitions to support threats and attacks on a series of targeted countries, while other countries have stood by silently or vacillated in their efforts to uphold international law. In effect, the US has pursued a successful diplomatic policy of divide and conquer to neutralize global opposition to wars that have killed about 2 million people and plunged country after country into intractable chaos. Right, that's it for today. Non-donors, have a nice weekend, and I will be back with you on Monday. Until then, this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye till then.
And there you have it. You decide.